Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to BBS Radio's The Higher Dimension. I'm Phyllis Price, your hostess, and I am so happy to be with here to you today. And before we even got started, I understand I had a caller with a wonderful story to tell. So
yes, I appreciate you taking my call.
Define.
I'm calling you clear from Illinois.
And your name?
Yes. And I'm a rape survivor that got a new law passed in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
Where perpetrators of rape and molestation pay lifetime care for victims. And now I'm fighting nationwide. And Congressman Tim Johnson's office is going to support me. But I don't know how to get petitions sent to him unless people write to him and say that they agree with this new law.
What's your name again?
Pardon
your
me?
Name. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
My name is Michelle Ethel.
Michelle Ethel. And so what I'm hearing you say is that you are working to have laws changed in the state of Illinois for protecting victims of,
yes.
of rape?
Perpetrators pay for all the medications and the counseling and the hospitalization for life.
Mm-hmm. And is that a new organization you've started?
Yeah, I did it by myself. I walked my streets and raised 536 petitions. And then I went to Senator Dan Rutherford and went to Springfield and testified with Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Well,
and now I'm fighting nationwide by myself.
Well, good for you. That's wonderful.
Thank
you. And how did you come to be inspired to do this? Tell me of your journey, my dear.
Well, my journey was pretty bad. It cost a lot to get medications and everything like that. It took me from middle class to poverty.
I see.
I had to pay for hearing aids, medication, counseling.
Were you beaten
as well? And I landed
with
mental illness from the beatings and the rape.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so it was pretty bad.
And when did this happen, my dear?
This happened to me 25 years ago, and I'm still not over it, so I'm a voice for victims.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't want them to land up like I have. This new law hasn't helped me. It's just my gift to the victim, so nobody goes through what I have.
I think that is admirable. That seems to be your spiritual mission. And, you know, sometimes our missions that we agree to do on this earth are, when we stop and think about it, or if we stop to look at it from an earth standpoint, just don't make any sense at all, do they?
No.
That one would allow oneself to be misused and mishandled in such a way in order to begin a mission to help others. But that's
angry, but I took that negative and turned it to a positive.
Well, that's what you have to do. That's what we call growing in spirituality.
Yeah, and I want to give faith to other survivors.
Okay. Well, have you decided to start a web page and get out there?
I'm new to computers.
You
and I don't have to do a web page to get the letters wrote. But
yes.
I do have Congressman Tim Johnson's address if anyone would be interested in writing that they support the Michelle Ethel Act.
Uh-huh. Well, the Michelle Ethel Act. Okay, that's a wonderful gift. And what made you decide to call in and share this story with us?
Because I need letters from all over the nation.
Mm-hmm. Why this show in particular, darling?
I saw you on the air, and I read about you, and I thought it would be a true station to call.
Ah, well, thank you
and
very much.
And I could
much.
Get some help. And I like to talk with women announcers. It's a little easier.
I guess.
It's a little bit easier.
It's method in your madness is what you're trying to tell me.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I can tell you this. I was a victim of incest as a child, so do I comprehend where you're coming from? Do I know the impact that it can have on someone? Absolutely. So I am in sympathy with you on that. It is a very difficult issue, especially if a child is molested and abused, to try and grow up with a normal life, because it leaves you with many problems, self-esteem, a lack of security, feelings of inferiority, feelings of guilt, as though you were the one who was responsible for what happened, all of these things. And when I was growing up, I'm going to guess I'm older than you are, things like this were simply swept under the rug.
That's right.
Yes.
And I'm trying to bring it out.
Yes. And that's not something that can be done because it's like a wound that goes deep and it just festers and festers and eventually comes out, sometimes in the form of stunted personality, emotional being stunted. Sometimes it comes out in being another abuser. Sometimes it comes out in physical illness, emotional illness. You are all marked for the rest of one's life,
mm-hmm.
In some way or form. Now, I'm going to ask you a few questions. What kind of therapies did you seek?
ADV, SAS, they have, Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, they have a free counseling service. But in my research, victims said they weren't getting enough help. They needed to see a psychiatrist and be on medications.
Mm-hmm.
So I seeked a psychiatrist and went on medications and a counselor that the psychiatrist recommended.
Okay. Now, I will recommend something else that, quite frankly, I have found better because I went through the route of psychiatrists, et cetera, too. Let me tell you, hypnotherapy is what I did. And I will tell
you.
Yes.
I never thought about that.
Yes. I am a hypnotherapist, as you might know. I went through hypnotherapy, and I will tell you, for releasing the emotional portion of a trauma, whether PTSD, which is what rape victims go through, victims
yes, that's
of,
what I have.
Not only just warfare, but victims of child abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, they all have a form of PTSD. For
yes.
emotional release, I can assure you that in the hands of someone who knows what they're doing, you are going to heal a lot better, a lot more fully than in any other traditional practice, okay? That I can tell you. Now, you can always follow up, but I have talked to people who've just broken down and crying and admitted to me that they were abused as children and didn't remember it, okay? So I have had people unburdening themselves for years to me because like attracts like. There are those who have been hurt and injured by such abuse, by this trauma. And it is like if you go to a place, whether it's a convention or a large gathering, certain people will flock together. It's sort of like a badge. It's unseen, but you sort of gravitate towards those who have been through like experiences. It amazed me before I understood this how people who were in the medical field would be in a group at a party or something, and all of a sudden they started congregating together. Because of the recognition, which is subconscious, of someone else in the same field. Military people, the same way. You could get a whole group of different people from all over the place. Next thing you know, they'd be breaking up in little clumps, because they have, experienced the same training and background. Common experience.
Yes.
And this is the same of those who have been abused.
Yes, and a lot of people have committed suicide in my research.
Yes,
because they can't afford the medication and they're just
distracted.
I was blessed to have a good family.
And they haven't healed. And my dear, I never had medication. I have to tell you this. I never did. It didn't occur to me to have medication. Because it didn't occur to me. I mean, it's just something one did. One survived. I had loving and supporting parents, and that's part of it. But the thing is, looking to medication, in my opinion, when you do not need it, is something that you really, really want to look at. It is because all you're doing then, in my opinion, and this is not across the board, there are some who definitely do need medication. There's no question about that. But it masks the symptoms. It simply alleviates and masks the symptoms. It does not take care of the core issue of the emotional trauma which one has been absorbed by for so long, okay?
Okay.
So even after so many years, my recommendation would be wherever you are to, there's an association called the National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotherapists, NATH.
Okay.
Who you can look up online. Dee and Alan Chips, and they can, and I know, in fact, I know two therapists in Illinois. I just don't know if you're near them or not.
No, I didn't.
But,
I wasn't aware of that.
If you call me afterwards, I have their contact information. I know them personally, And I'm sure if one of them were close enough or you could travel to visit one of them, they would be more than happy to talk with you, okay? And
okay.
to help you through your crisis, which is still a crisis because you haven't healed yet. So you call me after the show at my phone number, 202-387-2080.
Okay. And what time is your show over?
In an hour, darling.
Okay.
Okay.
God bless you. Can I give you the address for people to write in?
To your place? Oh, yes. If you want to, please feel free to give the name of your group again and
okay.
an address to support you in this worthy work. Go ahead.
Okay. It's Congressman Tim Johnson in care of Bobby. And it's 1207 Longworth,
LONGWORTH. Office building. I used to work there.
Yeah. Longworth HOB. And then it's in Washington, D.C., 20515.
Oh, yeah. Many years ago, I worked for Congressman De La Garza from Texas as a congressional aide, and that's the kind of work I would be doing.
Yeah, it's so important to me, and I think it's part of my healing. If I can get this done, I'll be happy.
Absolutely, but I think also on a personal level, the release is as important for you to heal personally, darling.
Yeah.
You've been carrying this burden way.
Perhaps I haven't found the right healing place yet.
Honey, you've been carrying this way too long. I think it's time. God says, give it up, girl. It isn't necessary to carry this monkey on your back any longer, okay?
Yeah, you've been a great help.
Oh, my dear, you're quite welcome.
Yeah.
As I said,
and I come from a small town, so you don't have access to a lot of therapy.
Well, that's also true, but you know something, even in the early 60s, which is when I went through therapy, they were only beginning to acknowledge the greater trauma and accepting that women were indeed molested or raped. Before that, it was just, I don't want to go into it now, but they just didn't believe that women were traumatized that much.
Right, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for you that it happened to you.
Well,
I
went through therapy. As an adult, I went finally went through hypnosis. And once I found that I could release that emotional trauma, which is associated with any kind of traumatic event, it's the emotional component that causes the greatest damage. And people are just beginning, their standard medicine is just beginning to acknowledge that's the crux of the problem. They created pills to forget, to erase the pain, but all it does is masks. This is also what they are finding out about those servicemen who are coming back and have always come back for more, my dear. And that is, it is the emotional component which causes the greatest and longest damage. And without that emotional component being brought to the surface and healed from within, because you do the healing. Nobody else does the healing, darling. You can't find it in a pill box. You can't find it in surgery. You can't find it in alcohol. You can't find it in drugs. You can't find it in running away hither, thither, or yon. It is only by having that emotional component come up and being released and understanding all of this and asking for forgiveness and giving forgiveness that true healing comes through and you are free to live your life from pain.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay. And
I'm going to call you after the show.
Okay. And ladies and other young people, old people, whichever, it doesn't matter how recent or how long ago, it does work for healing, and that is one of the blessings. Thank you so much for sharing. You are a lady of great courage.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, dear. Well, this is a different direction in which I thought we'd go, but you know something? At God's own time, things work, and it's interesting because today, when I came back from church, we had, interestingly enough, a lecture by a Catholic priest who is in the ministry with the D.C. jails, talking about asking the community to step forward and help heal. and help provide mentoring services and so forth and so on, money, whatever, that could be given. And, of course, you know, after a while, everybody's eyes glazed over. Nobody wants in, you know, prisoners and their jailbirds and their household and in their community. But what's interesting is years ago when I had a healthcare firm, staffing firm, where I did doctors, placed doctors, nurses, physician assistants, LPNs, our ancillary staff, so forth and so on, the D.C. jail actually was one of my contracts. And we did such a good job with our contract with the juvenile services that we were praised from the bench in the D.C. courts that we not only met the criteria, the standards, the contractual requirements of provision of health care services, we exceeded them. We provide services above and beyond the contract requirements, and that was the first time they could ever found out that that happened. But we also did that with the juvenile detention kids. We had the jail service, and I will tell you, the convicts in the jail were more respectful and courteous to the medical staff than were the jailers and some of the male medical staff, like some of the doctors, of which we won't go into that now, but let me tell you something. Why would anybody who works for a woman-owned firm think they could get away with sexually harassing a woman when you're on contract? Ha-ha, happened once. Never happened again, I can assure you. The man was out of his mind. Anyway, all I can say is that it has come to my attention over the years that with the emotional trauma of children, of those who seek drugs to escape from life, is because they have found life so painful and so debilitating that all they want to do is mask or hide what they live in this life. And my feeling is, with what I have seen, and I would love to do a pilot project like this, is to have the inmates take a form of hypnotherapy counseling and see if releasing the trauma of their childhood does not indeed free them up to move forward in life and to release the past so they can move forward and not continue to try and mask and hide their pain and suffering with drugs. I know for a fact that some people take drugs because they don't feel they can cope with life. Wouldn't it be much easier if they could find out that they could emotionally release that pain and suffering, which they're trying to hide or mask through the use of drugs, and then be able to move forward without that terrible pain? It's a thought. It's a thought, and I offered it to the gentleman, the priest that came today, and he hadn't thought of it, hadn't considered it, and most people don't. But you know what? The emotional component is the most powerful piece in healing. It is amazing to me how medicine still parcels up the human being into the physical body, the mental body, and turn over to ministers and spiritualists the spiritual body, okay? Because we are all one whole human being. So what happens is there is a healing that is a healing form that's being presented, but is not one continuous phase. In other words, one works with one part of the body, one works with the other part of another body, etc. But the holistic, the one seamless part is not considered. And my contention is, and I firmly believe this to be so from what I have observed and seen, is that's the missing part. That's why a lot of kids who have issues are being ADHD, okay, treated. They're being drugged. They're not changing the children's behavior. They're just masking whatever the issue is. And the kids are just not able to do it. There are other underlying issues. And a lot of kids who act out have been abused at home, mistreated, neglected, and they need love. They crave love. So they're going to get attention somehow, and just like kids anywhere misbehaving to get attention, that's what they're going to do. And the more they need attention, the more outrageously they act out. So, you know, it's a thought, and it doesn't take the place of all therapies, mind you, or all healings. It is just one of an arsenal of tools that can be utilized to help other human beings. Now I think I'll get off my soapbox for a while anyway and ask if there is anyone who would like to come in and get a reading today or talk to me about a dream and perhaps get a dream interpretation. I'd be more than happy to, or share their own story of what they've observed if they've gone through some kind of crises or emotional issues and would like to contribute their opinions. I'm a little surprised, as I said, by the turn of events, but then again, the good Lord has a reason for everything, and I pretty much let him decide what will and will not be said or done on any particular show. I can say that I am very delighted to be here each week and love the opportunity to speak to everyone who calls in. And I'm sorry that sometimes we don't get enough of a call-in, at least for me, because I'd love to work with more people. So it's up to you if you want to call in. Otherwise, I can go become the creative storyteller and talk about other things. I can go back to talking about energy and how to create using energy. One of the most difficult things we have in time today is the ability to trust what is going on in our lives. Now, as children, we had our parents, for the most part, and I'm going to say this across the board, and we trusted them. We trusted them to have food for us and clothing. Sometimes it was like a little skinny, a little tight, but then that happens. It just happens. Some people are blessed with more, and, you know, sometimes they're aware of this and appreciative of it, and sometimes they're totally clueless. It just depends on how they're raised, but more importantly, on how they accept what they have in their lives from their own personal attitude adjustment phase. What is to say is you have several kids in a family, and some seem to feel, yes, good afternoon, may I help you?
Yeah, I'm just calling to just get a general reading from you.
Oh, sure.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're quite welcome. With whom am I speaking?
My name is Dorothy.
And where are you from, Dorothy?
Ohio.
Ohio, how lovely. That's a great state. I love Ohio.
Thank you.
I haven't visited there for some time, but it was beautiful the last time I was there. All righty. What is it that you'd like, Dorothy? What are you interested in? What is your main thrust?
You know, work, relationship, kids, whatever comes to you.
Okay. All righty. I'm not feeling that you have something very serious at this time, do you? I don't feel there is something horribly serious in your life that has gone wrong.
No.
Okay. All right. It's more of you'd like to things to go a little bit more smoothly, easily,
yes.
To get more of a heads up about where things are going?
Yes.
Okay. Then I've got you.
Okay.
Sometimes I kind of, it's like turning the dial on a TV set or a radio.
Uh-huh.
Gotta tune in.
Okay.
Make sure I got the right person.
Okay.
All right, dear. Well, I think that for the most part, you've had a pretty fair life, I would have to say. It's not that you haven't had some challenges, but my feeling is that these challenges were doable and you were able to handle what came into your sphere of influence.
Okay.
Sometimes it took a bit of doing and creative thought. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm feeling that this is not a really wild ride life for you. Okay. There are some lives in which we set so much on our plate, we wonder how we ever could get it on our plate. My feeling that is not for you this time. This is one of the more relaxed lifetimes for you.
Well, hasn't been.
Has it been? Well, you've had challenges, but you've been up to it.
Okay.
I was thinking of something really horrendous, but that's okay.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Way, and I don't think something really horrendous hasn't occurred.
Right, exactly.
Okay. That, to me, is more of a challenging lifetime, when you don't have to go through hell and high water.
Okay.
Or storm the gates of hell with what you feel is inadequate equipment.
Okay.
All right. Your life and your business. Okay. I feel that you would like some change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that correct so far?
Correct.
Okay. And you would like to feel as though you are contributing more.
Right.
Doing more worthwhile work.
Right.
That where you are now, you feel it's okay, and it brings in money.
Mm-hmm.
But you also, I have a feeling, feel that perhaps your talents are also not being utilized
mm-hmm.
in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, you are correct. Okay?
Okay.
You certainly have the ability to move forward, and it's every time you've started to move, you have felt kind of a don't do it yet thing inside.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's, and you're not sure whether that was fear, because you had something that you got in your hot little fist, and it works, and it pays the bills, etc., or why. My feeling is you are being prepared because you needed to grow more in different areas. Not necessarily emotionally so much, although that's a part of it,
mm-hmm.
but that what's right for you hasn't really ripened yet.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah.
Okay. It is in that arena that I am feeling that the time is coming closer, then you will be able to move forward, and when you step out, you're going to do so, and it's going to be successful.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have done, over the years, a great deal of work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You've also learned to be more creative. You've also learned to be more patient.
Mm-hmm.
And less judgmental
mm-hmm.
with yourself and what you do and others.
Mm-hmm.
Is this correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So my feeling is, within this next year, or within the next 12-month period, 6 to 12-month period, you are going to feel the impulse, the impetus, I would say, of now or never. And that's when you move forward. That's when you jump from one thing to another, and it will be successful. For you, it's going to almost be a leap of faith, in a sense.
Uh-huh.
But you can do so very easily because it will work out well.
Okay.
It
do you have any idea what area?
It's aligned with what you do now, but it isn't what you do now.
Oh, interesting.
It's an allied field. It's one that's not off the charts, and you can see it as a logical move once you figure it out.
Okay.
Once it presents itself, it will say, "Oh yeah, now that's interesting because it now makes sense. It works well for you."
Okay.
So you can use the skills that you have now developed in a new arena, but it is one that is not inconsistent with what you've learned.
Okay.
So it's a crossover training, is very little.
Hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well,
Not yet.
But
okay. Can I ask, after saying this, what it is you do?
We own a health insurance business.
Uh-huh. Okay. And it's going to be allied in some way that it will utilize your training in the in the provision of health care insurance.
Cool.
But it's not going to be exactly what you're thinking. Okay.
Okay.
It's going to be something different and exciting and new, and it's going to be able to break new ground. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And if it's been breaking new ground, that's where your discipline and what you've learned from the past is going to stand you in good stead.
Cool.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I hear. That's what I feel. That's what I'm seeing.
Thank you.
Oh, heck, you're welcome.
You're
easy to read for, my dear.
An open heart.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes.
I thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Anything else, other area that you want me to check into before you toddle off?
How about my kids?
Oh, nice kids.
Mm-hmm.
You're blessed.
Right.
You don't have a bad one in the bunch. You can keep them all.
That is true. My youngest daughter is doing an internship in veterinary medicine. Was wondering if you see her going on to get her residency, going into a residency.
I think she will.
Okay.
I think she's an outstanding young lady, by the way.
She is. She's very special.
And she's very good with animals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, she had to be to go in, but
right.
I'm saying even so with that, she has a special gift with animals that
okay.
make them, what can I say, they are more tolerant of her helping them than they are of many.
Really?
Is that correct?
Right, right.
Okay. They
okay.
show no fear with her, basically.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so I think she does have a special talent, and she's a real special lady.
Thank you.
God You're
bless,
welcome.
Phyllis.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless, dear. Take
God
care.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was fun. Anyway, I think I told you last week, and I was mentioning to my producer earlier today, that I had a cat adopt me. A cat came up in the alley, followed me home, so to speak. And, you know, the old thing, if you feed it, it'll stay. I guess I forgot and thought if I feed it, it'll go away. Ha, ha, ho, ho, hee, hee. Anyway, it seems to have adopted me, and it has protected my premises from any and all other comers and cats. He's rather protective, and it is a he, and I found out he was neutered. Someone came to visit who knew cats and checked his bottom, which I wasn't about to do, and said, oh, no, he's been neutered. So whether he was a throwaway cat or he just decided that it was time to move on, I don't know. As far as I can see, cats adopt you. You adopt dogs and birds and what have you. Cats adopt you. And so he adopted me. And I was just calling him Cat, and I had no good name for him. And then last Monday, I guess it was, when I went to visit, pick up some friends. I hadn't seen in more than 30 years. I thought I heard my mother's voice in my ear saying, call him Rambo. Well, considering how fierce this little cat is, he intimidated my friend's dog who was coming to visit for a week. I was dog sitting. You know, in front of everybody. He's intimidated other cats. He chases them off the property. I listened to my mom's voice, and I named him Rambo. And do you know that little son of a gun turned and looked at me when I called his name? And when I call him Rambo, he actually responds. So whether somebody else had called him Rambo first, I don't know. I only know that now I have a cat called Rambo, who's fierce, and he's a mouser, thank goodness. And the cutest thing part is, though, is that one of our family names, according to my mother's research, is Rambo. So we have maybe a family member in disguise here, furry and mewling. And he comes in, and he likes to be petted and scratched. I don't know much about cats. Maybe somebody out there who is a cat lover and has cats can tell me this, because I don't know. Do they drool when you pet them? I mean, he doesn't drool a whole lot, but he's drools. Yes, good afternoon and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
My name is Donna.
Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome, and where are you from, Donna?
I'm from Florida, but I'm originally from Michigan, but I live in Florida.
You're a snowbird.
Yes.
You move.
Well, I live here now in Florida. I don't...
I know, you don't travel back and forth. You're not a true snowbird.
No.
Okay. But it's a lot warmer anyway.
Yes, I love Florida.
How can I help you today?
I was just wondering, you know, the prior caller called for a reading, and I was wondering if I could get the same thing.
Sure.
Great.
Okay. What would you like to know about this?
Pretty much my life in general.
Well, you're living it.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And more specifically, what would you like to, is there something, area that you are in particular interest?
I'm concerned about my job and finances right now.
Okay. All right. And you feel that there's a possibility that things could change that you don't want to change?
Yes.
Business-wise, okay.
I've had enough of that.
Yeah, you've had enough instability in the financial area in your life, haven't you?
Yes.
It has caused you mucho concern. Okay. All right. There are a couple of things that you can do to help yourself, and this is for everyone to listen. This is basically what you send out, you draw to you. If you send out concern, if you can send out worry, emotional thought, if you put in with your mind concerns regarding a stable income, etc., you are going to have issues with a stable income. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's human nature, hello, but we're also spiritual beings, so allow it to go this way. Trust. You are a good human being, and you are, Donna, a good human being. I can hear it in your voice, and I can see it in your aura. You are a good person. Trust that the universe or God or support, the supreme source, whatever you care to call or name that source, has your best interests at heart. You are not going to have to suffer loss after loss after loss any longer. Trust that you are where you are supposed to be, doing what you are supposed to do, and that you will be taken care of. You do not need to be concerned, in other words, okay?
Okay.
This down period is going to end. Right now, it's like all the swords and all the people are clanking swords and rattling shields, and it's, yes, there are changes coming, but you're going to be taken care of. It's going to work out okay. Do not be concerned overly about it. Okay, I would not rush out and buy $1 million worth of stuff.
Oh,
but
definitely, I don't do that.
I wouldn't go on a spending spree real time, or, you know, anytime
right.
real soon, but I would not be too concerned. You have come through a great deal, and my feeling is, you know, you've been tested and tried, and it isn't necessary to drag you through that anymore.
Oh, I hope not. My
okay.
husband, he passed away back in 1985.
And oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And it's been pretty traumatic since then.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And I just keep waiting for things to get better, and they don't.
Honey, they are getting better. You just don't really realize it. It is. The thing is, you didn't really trust. Now you have the opportunity to trust that it's going to be better. And by the way, he is around you. He has been around you, and I think you know that.
No, I haven't. The funny thing is, I never feel him, and I don't know why.
Well,
I feel like I should, because we were so in love, and
sometimes we become so emotional, we stand in the way of our own feelings. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but you
okay.
would think after all these years,
and
you still
are tearing up. Look at you. Feeling.
I get emotional. I'm sorry.
You don't apologize to me, darling. I'd rather have somebody emotional than somebody who hasn't got a rattly bone in their little bodies.
Yeah.
It's okay, because I still tear up over my mother, and she's been dead 10 years.
Yeah, my father, he passed away 2 years ago, and that was traumatic for me as well.
Of course.
So, you know, you just don't, you just know that you learn that when you lose, after
yes.
you lose someone in your life, how important it is to say what you have to say before they're gone.
Exactly.
So I
exactly.
always tell my mother how much I love her, and anyone, my children. And
that is very important.
Right.
Yeah, your husband has been around you, honey.
I could feel him. I've been always wanting that my whole life. And
how about dreams? Have you dreamed about him?
Only the first year he passed away. And
okay.
One was really, really nice. It almost didn't feel like a dream.
Yeah.
And where he felt, he just said he loved me, and I said I loved him. But we didn't actually talk, but we were. It was weird.
Well, no, we call it mental telepathy. It's how we communicate when we pass over to the other side. You don't really need a mouth to express your feelings. They are transparent. They can be felt through the emotional body. Okay? So, yes, and he has been around you, darling. Don't think
oh,
he hasn't.
That would be That'd be great. I would love that.
Well, he has been, absolutely. And as I said, sometimes we have an expectation on how we feel it should, someone should present themselves to us.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not had some synchronistic events occur in your life where it came through just in time?
Yes.
Who do you think was helping coordinate that?
I never knew because I wasn't sure if it was my husband or my grandfather, my grandmother.
They're all there rooting for you. Doesn't matter. They put together their energies to help you, my love. Okay?
That would be wonderful.
They are doing that for you, so don't be concerned about that. It's going to be fine. It is time for you to move out of that grief area, and it is okay. I can understand how you felt because, to be perfectly honest, when my mother died, I said, well, I believe. I've seen people who've died, stepped over. I had every expectation of seeing my mom in ways that I have seen people before, right? Wrong. My mother did not come to me except and it was a hard time, and I kept thinking, are you taking a vacation or what? Was I that difficult to live with? You had to take a vacation when you died. You couldn't come visit already. A little Jewish guilt goes a long way, Anyway, she didn't, and when I did see her, it was more than 2 or 3 years later. It was in a group meditation, and she came to me as a light. I did not see her face. I did not see her clearly. She came to me with two other lights on either side, which I took to be angels or guides who were escorting her.
Mm-hmm.
And she came, and I recognized her light. So here is somebody like me who is used to this and seeing people, feeling, aha, this, waiting, saying, so where are you already?
Mm-hmm.
Let's release the expectation of how you expect it to be or feel, and accept an awareness of their presence. If you are alone, if you want to try this today, if you want to go alone, I'm going to say after the program, I do want you to listen, but go alone and just sit somewhere and just relax and take a deep breath and be, and just feel the love that you had for your husband, nothing more or less, just feel. My feeling is you are going to have an amazing response.
Okay, I will certainly try that.
Don't cry. You can just sit and
feel. Well, I cry easy. I just
cry over it. I said, don't cry or try. Just be. Okay? Just know that he will indeed contact you. Okay? It may be as overt as feeling all of a sudden a little brush of wind against you.
Mm-hmm.
A little breath of air that you stop and think, well, who opened the door and let a draft in? It could be that.
I've had things like that a couple times when I'm working,
yes.
I think someone's over my shoulder, and I look back, and there's no one there.
That's your husband, honey bud.
Wow, that's great. Because I love him so much still to this day. I mean, it's been many years, but.
And it's okay. And he understands and acknowledges that love, darling.
Okay.
And he is there for you. Not 24/7, but he is there for you. And
even after all these years?
Yes, of course.
Since 85, that's a long time.
Yes, my dear. Yes.
Okay.
And your grandma and grandpa and whomever else.
My father.
Yes. Yes. They are there. They do have a vacation of sorts,
mm-hmm.
or resting period, especially if their parting from this earth plane was particularly debilitating after a long debilitating sickness, or perhaps after an unexpected, an accident, traumatic event. Sometimes, and it depends also on their emotional preparedness before they left. That too impacts on how soon they can come back and interact with others. But I don't think you have to worry. But when you were feeling as somebody was there, that's who's there, darling. So know that indeed he has visited you, and he was trying to get your attention.
Okay.
Okay, and
I don't keep my eyes open enough for it. I try so hard.
Well,
maybe I'm trying too hard.
Again, it is a matter of expectations. It can also be in It can also be in the matter of how we expect it to come about. And very often, our expectations interfere with our being able to clearly receive. One has to let go to receive, you know that.
Well, that was the one dream I had in during the first year. The one was nice, and the other, he was angry and told me to move on.
And what was the anger about?
He was angry. He wanted me to move on. He said, you need to move on. He was angry with me.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So those were the two.
And
one was
did.
The first one was really, you know, where we both said we still love each other, and then it was not too long after that where he was angry and told me that I needed to move on.
I hope you responded easier said than done.
Yes, much easier, obviously, all these years later. I never remarried, so,
well,
you know.
Well, you do move on with your life.
I do as far as, you know, just going to work and taking care of responsibilities, but other than that, you know, that's
you
about
need
it.
I don't on with life and accept love from other sources if it's offered to you, my dear. You didn't have to enter a nunnery because your husband died.
Well, I'm actually happier. I'm kind of a strange one in that my whole life I pretty much like to be alone. I like I have total peace and happiness when
you
I'm
be tranquil. That's because you've been in solitary mode in other lifetimes, so you're used to it.
I've been that way since I was a teenager. My mother used to hate it, and still hates it to this day, but she says I'm a strange one.
No,
I am in that
strange
way because I find the greatest peace in my life when I'm just home with my dogs, and I like, you know, the fountains going, and I like chimes and weird things like that. So I know that's not the norm. Most people have music blasting, and I like total peace and quiet. So I know I'm a little bit different than the norm. But
there is no norm in that. It's what pleases you that's important.
Right, it's where I find my greatest peace.
Sharing yourself with others is a gift that you should consider giving. That's all I can say.
Okay.
You might consider that a gift that you can share with others, because there are those who are alone because they don't know how to share, and they don't have peace, and they are in sorrow. Sometimes we can share by our presence, by doing some community service or something like that, in which case it's love. It gets you out there. It gets you socialized, because we are social beings. It's up to you, honey. Okay?
Well, thank you. You've been wonderful. I really appreciate your help.
It's a joy, my dear. It's a joy. And you just be aware now that he has visited you, and he will.
Okay?
Okay.
Can I ask you one more quick question?
Sure, you may, dear.
I hear these people, and it happens to me all the time, when you keep seeing the clock and you always get like 111 all the time.
That's the God number.
That is? Because I get that all the time on a daily basis.
That is to keep in the forefront God. And it's the master number, the first of the master number. It indicates, in my lexicon anyway, it indicates mastery of the physical level, the physical plane. Okay?
Okay.
And the 222s is mastery of the mental or emotional plane. And 333 is mastery of the spiritual plane. In others, but in all areas that I know of, 111 indicates back to the Godhead or the one or the source.
Right, that's the one I get the most. Every now and then I get 911.
Well, 911, 9 is a bringing to a close. Is the finish, is the wrapping up number.
All right.
Most people consider it's not death. It's the completion of one cycle and the beginning of another.
Okay. I get that every now and then, but 111, you know, all ones, every single day. So
well,
I just wondered why.
Yeah, and it's bringing it to your attention of pay attention. This is important. It's like a bell. It's our angels talking to us. Okay, and it could be another way your husband is reaching out to you. Pay attention to
the oneness
of all there is.
Wonderful.
And God. And just, you know, tune in to God power, God energy.
Yes.
Focus on channeling love, pure love. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and you have a beautiful day.
You too, my dear. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, that was wonderful. How lovely. Great love. Boy, oh boy, I admire people who have had, or envy them, I don't know what the right word is, those who've had a wonderful, loving marriage, that is so good. That is so fabulously good. And at any rate, I think it's marvelous that we can share with each other, that we can talk, we can share, we can get together. And I do appreciate you for opening up to us on this air. Yes, good afternoon. May I help you? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I was calling about your question about cats.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I have many, many, many cats, probably over 40.
Oh, my goodness, that's not I would care to...
Not in my house.
Oh, thank God for that. Are you one of those crazy cat ladies? No, I don't think so.
Yeah. No, they really wreck a house. Yeah, they do drool.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Is it an indication they're happy?
Yes. They're, like, so at ease. You know, like if you meditate, you know. That's, like, what it is for them. It's, like, really wonderful for them. And they feel your love, of course.
Okay, well, he has drooled a little bit, especially when I'm petting him or scratching him. And I've had dogs who just, you know, they got all sloppy happy. You know, and they pant and they just grin all over their little sweet faces. And I'm not a cat person. I'm pretty much a dog person, although this cat said I'd like to differ.
Yeah, I heard your other,
I made a liar out of
back
me.
One.
Made a liar out of me, darn it. But it's a good thing. Anyway, as I said, I named him, and he seems very, can they
well,
also be very
cool
protective?
Name.
Huh?
That was a cool name. I have problems coming up with names for mine anymore.
Well, I would, too. I mean, you could open the Bible and start doing use of that. What the heck?
Hey, I was interested in your. It was funny. I was just listening to the lady who was on before me, and she was talking about the 1111. And
yes.
Last night, my daughter and I were. I picked her up from work and driving home, and we're talking just about, you know, how you try to get your kids onto a more meaningful path.
Mm-hmm.
And she started talking about her boyfriend and how they can really talk about a lot of things that like I'm into.
Uh-huh.
You know, and at that point, the 1111 popped up.
Oh, wow.
And she goes, oh, look at that. I said, well, yeah. I said, usually what I've thought was that whatever we were just talking about, you need to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. And then you brought
Isn't
that up.
It?
I thought, yeah.
Yeah. And you were talking about some things that impact spirituality, weren't you?
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So good confirmation, young lady.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Fabulous.
And, you know, I'm just putting that out there. At first, I told her, I said, you know, I put out there that you would get a good guy.
Uh-huh.
So at least, that was pretty good.
And I hope you told her if he is a good guy, you get the credit.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm not shy when it comes to kids.
No, I'm not either. Not at all.
Well, thank you for calling in and letting me know that. As I say, I know virtually nothing about cats, and I kind of suspected it meant he was happy, but what do I know? You know, for all I knew, he could be having rabies and having a fit.
No, he's just showing you how comfortable he is with you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And
you're quite welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless, dear. Have
God
a great
bless
afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was very nice that I had somebody call in and confirm that. It's so nice to know that. I will tell you, I think this cat is here to teach me a lesson to how to let go and to let people be in my life without trying to control things. I am pretty much of a person who likes to control what goes on around her, run things, and so forth and so on. And I really feel that the way this cat is acting, that he is there to teach me to allow him to be a cat and to allow me to have an equal relationship with an animal, which is the kind of thing you should have with human beings, too, being on equal terms, that the one doesn't try to rule the other or manipulate them or take over their life or say, I know best, and this is what you're going to do, and so forth and so on. So I will tell you, years ago, I doubt I could have been as wise as that in allowing a cat to come around and do whatever it wanted to do and come and go as it pleased. It would have driven me crazy worrying, well, is it inside? Is it outside? Should I do this? Should I do that? That I am not. I am just taking it easy and enjoying the cat being a cat and observing what he does and how he does. When he wants to go out, he goes out. If he stays out all night, that's his issue. He got locked out one night because he didn't come when I called. Next morning, he stalked in and refused to look at me and sat down at his breakfast, which, of course, I had. And I told him, next time when you're called, if you don't come, you can expect to stay out all night. Well, do you know he's been Johnny on the spot at the door ever since? Not too shabby. He's a smart cat. He's learning. And but if he stays out all night, that's his lookout. If he gets cold, that's tough bananas is the way I look at it. And I think that's a good way to be respectful with him and with me. And we can get along much better that way. And I don't have to worry about him, and he sure doesn't have to worry about me. At any rate, I notice the time is now that I must say goodbye. I have had such a joyous time today. I thank you, Don, at BBS Radio. I thank you all, my wonderful, wonderful listeners. Next week we are going to have Annette Castellano, a wonderful, gifted psychic. You will enjoy. Be prepared to call in and get some fabulous readings. God bless you all. You have a wonderful week and enjoy yourselves. Thank you. And goodbye.